This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. There are, and this is according to the British government, there are more than 2 million people living and working in the UK right now who are citizens of other European countries. That matters, of course, because as things stand now, in something like 5 weeks, the UK is going to be leaving the EU. And one of the big drivers of the yes on Brexit vote back a couple of years ago was a promise to an end to what's known as freedom of movement, the EU's policy that lets citizens of any member state live and work in any other member state. That's going to change come Brexit Day, March 29th, as it stands now, which is going to be a big deal for those 2 million people I was talking about. So with that as backdrop, here is the latest in our series, My Economy, stories of people making a go of it in this global economy. Today's installment comes to us from our partners at the BBC.
My name is Helen de Cruz, and I'm a senior lecturer of philosophy at Oxford Brookes University. Originally, I'm from Belgium. I grew up in Belgium. I moved to the UK first in 2011. I was very much taken with Southeast England and Oxford in particular, and I loved things like the architecture, the climate, the people. I think it's fair to say that the referendum result, when it was announced, was a big blow. So I felt really integrated. For instance, I regularly went to church, local church, and I even was part of the choir. But afterwards, I kind of felt like I'm not really truly part of these communities. I'm not really truly welcome here. I mean, sometimes you'd hear people say things like, "Oh, aren't you leaving yet? I thought we voted you out," but there aren't many people who said that. In terms of financial decisions, the main thing that Brexit has done is put me off buying a house. And it was kind of sad because my father-in-law recently died, and we have a big, heavy painting that he made. And we were sort of looking forward to finally not be in rented accommodation anymore, but have our own house, because that would allow us to hang that heavy painting, because you would have to damage the wall in order to hang it. And the fact that it's still now upstairs, sort of wrapped in blankets to protect it, is kind of a testament to the fact that we sort of put our lives on hold and that Brexit has put our lives on hold. I have not applied for settled status. Nevertheless, I will apply in due course because I don't want to become an illegal immigrant. I think it will be difficult to apply. Also, there's no clear right of appeal. There's no clear instructions about what will happen if, for some reason, even though it's difficult to imagine, given that I've always worked here and so on, but what if for some reason something goes wrong and the application is denied? I have no idea what to do in that case.
We need your help to make this series work, your stories specifically. Let us know how your economy is doing. There's a place you can do that at marketplace.org.